There are questions about the new official chosen to oversee pandemic control in state prisons. The person hired for the job has been placed on administrative leave, and critics are concerned about the appointment process. WTBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
In a report to lawmakers last week, the Department of Correction and the UMass Chan Medical School said Seth Peters had been chosen as the first DOC ombudsman. But Peters was placed on paid administrative leave yesterday after WBUR asked whether he was the same Seth Peters involved in a wrongful death suit that UMass settled 9 years ago.
I am glad that they decided to put him on administrative leave. However, also dismayed at the fact that he was obviously not properly vetted to begin with.
Liz Matos is Executive Director of Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts. She points out that a wrongful death suit accuses A. Seth Peters of falsifying records when he worked as a UMass EMT. A LinkedIn profile for Seth Peters confirms that he was trained as an EMT and recently worked as a public health officer. According to the report to lawmakers, the Seth Peters chosen as ombudsman was a public health officer for the Connecticut National Guard. The suit alleges that in 2008, Peters responded to a patient who was having a heart attack and had the man walk down 3 flights of stairs. After the patient died, Peters allegedly changed the records of the incident and was later accused of lying to state investigators. UMass settled the suit for $1 million. Matos wonders if the ombudsman position is being taken seriously.
And this is an incredibly important position, literally responsible for ensuring that people's lives are protected who have suffered disproportionately from COVID-19.
A DOC spokesman referred questions about the ombudsman to the UMass Chan Medical School. The school says it doesn't comment on personnel matters, but Peters was placed on paid administrative leave yesterday while it investigates. Efforts to reach Seth Peters were not successful. In announcing the position, the DOC had said the ombudsman would be independent and would monitor compliance with public health standards and COVID mitigation. Senator and gubernatorial candidate Sonia Chang Diaz wrote the budget language for the ombudsman.
The criminal justice system is just in desperate need of systemic changes and independent oversight. And that's exactly why I wrote the language of the budget provisions to require an independent ombudsman.
Chang Diaz and members of the legislature's Criminal Justice Reform Caucus have written to DOC asking why the state attorney general's vetted candidate was not chosen as ombudsman. More than 2,600 COVID cases have been reported among DOC prisoners. 21 prisoners have died from the virus since the pandemic began, not including at least 2 men who died of COVID shortly after they were granted medical parole and were no longer considered in state custody. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.